Bob Gleason with us tonight as we talk about his latest novel and Into the Fire. We are talking about an apocalyptic situation that is beyond anything you can imagine. Bob is next on Coast to Coast AM.
I want to go back to Michael Flynn. Flynn's dream of selling 40 nuclear power plants throughout the Mideast, including a bunch of them to Saudi Arabia, that really is it's beyond stupidity. It's beyond malignant greed. It's genuinely evil. This is evil worthy of the Antichrist, of the Prince of Darkness. This is the evil in Revelation that causes God to finally come down, destroy the earth, and send a third of humanity howling into hell. This is so bad that this it really summarizes, you know, the worst instincts of humankind. I'm shocked at the sheer audacity of it, and that the Trump administration would hire this guy and make him a national security advisor. This is, you said before, we're going into very desperate, dangerous times. We really are. You know, the real problem with Kim is if he wanted to get some terrorists to come over here and nuke a half a dozen American cities, in all likelihood, we would never know who did it, and he'd get away with it. So why would he want to mount a warhead on an ICBM and have us turn his country into a thermonuclear parking lot when he could do the other thing and get away with it? By the way, I wanted to mention one thing about North Korea. We had shut down their nuclear weapons program. That in the late, we put really stringent, heavy sanctions on them. That they didn't have any fuel oil. They had a bad winter, and so they finally negotiated. And they put all the spent. They were in the process of reprocessing some spent fuel rods into bomb grade plutonium. They put all of that stuff literally in a big lock box, and we had UN monitors, guys that were there monitoring it. We had cameras, 24-hour surveillance. And the deal was, if they ever kicked out the people monitoring it from the UN, if they ever shut down the cameras, if they ever opened the lock box and so they could reprocess this stuff, that we would immediately bomb that material into radioactive dust. That was the deal. And in October of 2002, they kicked out the UN monitors and they shut off the surveillance camera. And the Bush people were obligated to bomb that stuff in the radioactive dust. Ugh. And they were so fixated on the Iraq invasion, which happened 5 months later, they just blinked. They walked away from it. And John McCain wrote an article on that in the National Review called Red State Rollback, in which he savagely attacked the Bush people. You know, that they invaded Iraq because they allegedly had a nuclear weapons program. They had a real, when of course they didn't have one, they had a real serious nuclear weapons program in North Korea. If you get a couple of chunks of bomb-grade highly enriched uranium, the size of small grapefruits, you put one on the ground, we put one 6 feet above it, and you drop the one on the other, hits a square, you get 50% of the Hiroshima yield.
All it has to do is hit it in the right spot, right?
Square. Yep. If you put a couple of chunks in a piece of old Civil War cannon barrel, tamp off the ends, blast one into the other, extra high explosive, you might approximate the Hiroshima yield. It would be a lot easier and a lot safer for the perpetrator to smuggle those little chunks of bomb-grade highly enriched uranium into the United States. It's extremely easy to smuggle because they emit alpha rays. They do not emit beta or gamma rays. Alpha rays are easily blocked. And, you know, if you wrapped it up in aluminum foil, a radiation detector would not even detect it. So, you know, you put it in a shipping container and you send the stuff here. You send over enough to build a half a dozen bombs and set them off simultaneously in a half a dozen American cities. And Bill Cohn, William Cohn, was Clinton's defense secretary,
right,
wrote a very good book called Blink of an Eye, in which something like that happens. And you are 85% of the way through the book before you have any idea who really did it. And among other things, it could be a false flag operation, you know.
Well, those are possible.
Yeah, and so you really don't know who did it. We have a genuine belief that dictators are somehow insane. They're not insane at all. That what they want to do is they want to hold on to power. If possible, they want to consolidate.
He's evil. He's evil, but he's not insane.
No, he wants to hold on to power. Look, by his standards, he's the smartest dictator in the world. You know what? He probably has more ironclad control over his nation than any other dictator.
People are petrified of him.
And now, by our standards, he's evil. But by his standards, he's very logical. Stalin was arguably the worst human being that ever lived, but by his standards of dictators, he was absolutely brilliant and rational. Everything he did consolidated his power, expanded his power. Now, he probably killed 60 million people, but it always was always for a logical reason, to expand his own power.